We're trying to improve our discerning of evil spirits or evil thoughts and feelings so that we can get this battle over with sooner, not let it drag out, slow the enemy or slow us down, and the enemy gets to have more of an advantage on us. So a little bit of a review for what we've done thus far, and just to point out that, first of all, we can know our motive. Most of us, matter of fact, we might say all of us come here with the wrong motive to start with, and God needs to teach us what our motive can be, that our motive can be His motive, which is a motive of love. So we can learn what our motivation is for doing things, thinking things, feeling things. And one of the keys that was given on that, besides the motive needing to be love, is to ask, why am I doing this? Why am I thinking this? Why am I feeling this? And don't be satisfied with the first answer you get. Just keep asking why until you press that thought back far enough to find out that it may not be the right motive. And when we see that it's the wrong motivation, then we can change our motive. We want to do it God's way, have God's motive of love, and if we're motivated another way, we can discern it, which is step number two, recognizing that it's an evil thought or feeling that is working through our mind and body and mouth and actions, and not a holy thought or feeling. So quite a few tools were listed for helping us with our discernment. We talked about the gift of discerning of spirits, where someone can sit with us and go through. If we don't know what's holy or evil, that gift does. So we can talk about what's going on in our mind or what our feelings are, what our actions are. We can keep a notebook, keep track of things. We can write an autobiography, so to speak, of our old man that we've lived with for however old we are. And either a biography on him or an autobiography on us, because we learn that that old man really isn't us. And in telling about the different things through our life, we come to find out how much the old man, which the Bible refers to as these evil thoughts and feelings, have gotten in and manipulated us through our life. So the purpose is to be a detective and search out the culprit, whether you call him the stalker. He's been stalking us all of our life, setting us up to jab us here and stab us there, and the eventual purpose is to take our life completely. Well, we don't want to live life being stalked, so we want to get rid of the enemy, but we're going to have to be a detective, search him out, see what clues he's left, see what ways we can find out his patterns, which was leading into the next step, which was digging on spirits or on roots. And one of the tools we used last time was the little cobweb handout, which again will be mentioned. There's a master back on the shelf with a little notebook, I think a red notebook. You want to make copies of it for your own personal use and recopy, you can. And it was based on the idea. Here was one of our examples where you might have a jealousy thought here in the middle, and related to it are all kinds of other thoughts: gossip, coveting, hate, resentment, different ones, added different things into a jealousy cobweb. And so the patterning the cobweb like a spider making a web, it just seems to reach out a little further and a little further. And that's our way of, whenever we feel any one of these particular thoughts or feelings, we know it's connected to something else. And so we're learning the patterns or the cobwebs so that we can shorten the process of knowing what else is involved. So we don't have to just, well, I did feel jealous. Gee, I don't know what possibly could be connected with a jealous thought. Well, if you get the cobweb down, you can start, well, yeah, jealousy, that's related to hate, that's related to inferior, that's related to this, that's related to that. And you've got the cobweb. You don't have to labor over it. You know what it's going to be. Even though there might be some subtle differences in each individual, there's some basic things related to some of these spirits, some of these thoughts and feelings. So we worked on several different cobwebs. And after the cobwebs, we spent a little time working on some scripture answers, some sharp sword answers to some particular thoughts. We know that we're buttering up somebody, and we keep buttering up somebody and keep playing up to somebody for whatever their position might be. Well, what is that? It might be a respecter of persons, because I'm buttering this person up for what I can get out of it. They got something I want, so I'll butter them up. But God says not to have any respecter of persons' spirits. That's a sin. Well, there's respect of persons. Well, the different ones, we can learn the scriptures that are the sharp sword answers to a thought within our mind, which is what Jesus did. He said, it is written. When the devil tempted him, he answered back with, it is written. So that word of God was his strength, his power, his confidence, his defense. He didn't have to wrestle with him. He didn't have to argue and negotiate and tug and so on. He just had a sharp sword answer, and he believed that answer. He mixed his faith with God's word, and that was able to cut the devil off every time the devil had some little enticing ploy or enticing word to get Jesus off balance. So we just started on a list of sharp sword tools. We didn't really get very much further than that, ran out of time, so we have three other areas we might spend a little time talking about, getting some understanding on, and then we're going to backtrack and do a few more tools that can help us with some of these various areas. If some of the discernment gifts have any particular cobwebs, for instance, that they have an image of in their mind that they'd like to share, then we can wipe this one off and use it as a master and come up and draw your cobweb in to teach the rest of us how to recognize a particular cobweb. And then there's some other tools that we haven't really explored very much in depth. We talked a little bit about the discernment areas, where you go through different areas of your life, and you may not think you have any involvement with one of those areas. Like, ladies may not think they have much involvement with the military, but if your dad was in the military, or your uncle or granddad, or maybe you protested the war or whatever it might have been, you have some thoughts and feelings connected to military. Maybe you didn't like it when they went over to Somalia with this or that. Well, those are thoughts and feelings connected to military type activities. So you can find things. And then as you get your discernment area sheet and flip it over on the backside, sometimes we don't know what a self-right spirit or thought sounds like. And God wants us to know that sometimes they aren't too hard to recognize if we have a little way to start to notice them. It's like, well, I don't know what a Ford Escort looks like. It's just like all the rest of them, isn't it? Well, once you get a Ford Escort pointed out to you, then you start seeing them all over the place. Oh, well, there's another one. Oh, another one. That's a blue one. That's a green one. That's a white one. Well, when you start seeing what a self-right thought sounds like or looks like or feels like, then you start seeing them all over the road. They're here, they're there, they're here, they're there. And so this little chart gives us a lot of different models of self-right, different colors of self-right, different years of self-right, however you want to use it. And we might spend a little time, if we have time today, going through some of that particular tool.